Decidedly Christian, distinctly biblical, and just a little bit nuts. This is Squirrel Chatter.
And welcome to the Piney Woods, ladies and gentlemen. I am your squirrel, the host, coming to you from the ARN studios high atop the tallest tree in the Piney Woods. It's good to have you with us. This is Squirrel Chatter for Tuesday, May 17th, 2022. And indeed, this is a pre-recorded episode of Squirrel Chatter because I'm off driving a bus. And just as a programming note, today is going to be pre-recorded, tomorrow is going to be pre-recorded, and Thursday is going to be pre-recorded. We are in the last few weeks of school, and there are a lot of bus trips scheduled, so I am going to be away from the microphone, so there's not going to be a live cast until Friday. Don't worry, Thursday is still going to be Theology Thursday, but I'm going to be a busy boy. So just wanted to let you know so that if you're tuning in to watch a live stream, there isn't one. I apologize for that, but got to do the paying gigs. So that's the way that is. Squirrel Chatter is a podcast that is dedicated primarily to the public reading of Scripture and secondarily to my thoughts on various topics, although today is just going to be the Bible reading. Squirrel Chatter is a part of the Christian podcast community. I encourage you to head on over to christianpodcastcommunity.com. You're sure to find all sorts of good stuff over there that would be edifying and entertaining. There are well over 50 podcasts now in the community. More are being added all the time. I don't even have the count. I should figure out how many there are. But I don't have time because I got all these bus trips. But I do encourage you to head on over to christianpodcastcommunity.com and check out everything that's over there. Christian Podcast Community is a ministry of striving for eternity ministry. We're proud to be a part of that, even though they're embarrassed to have us there. All right, let us begin then. I guess I'll tell you our scriptures today. Our scriptures are going to be 1 Chronicles 14 through 16 and Acts chapter 24. So let us begin with our prayer of confession from the 1552 Book of Common Prayer. Almighty and most merciful Father, we have erred and strayed from thy ways like lost sheep. We have followed too much the devices and desires of our own hearts. We have offended against thy holy laws. We have left undone those things which we ought to have done, and we have done those things which we ought not to have done, and there is no health in us. But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us miserable offenders. Spare thou them, O God, which confess their faults. Restore thou them that are penitent, according to thy promises declared unto mankind in Christ Jesus our Lord. And grant, O most merciful Father, for his sake, that we may hereafter live a godly, righteous, and sober life, to the glory of thy holy name. Amen. And now our prayer for the reading of the word. Blessed Lord, who hast caused all holy scripture to be written for our learning, grant that we may in such wise hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that by patience and comfort of thy holy word we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life, which thou hast given us in our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. And now, 1 Chronicles 14. Then Hiram, king of Tyre, sent messengers to David with cedar trees and craftsmen of walls and craftsmen of wood to build a house for him. Thus David knew that Yahweh had established him as king over Israel, and that his kingdom was lifted up for the sake of his people Israel. Then David took more wives at Jerusalem, and David became the father of more sons and daughters. These are the names of the children born to him in Jerusalem: Shemua, Shobab, Nathan, Solomon, Ibhar, Elishua, Elphelet, Noga, Naphag, Japhiah, Elishama, Bealida, and Eliphelet. Then the Philistines heard that David had been anointed king over all Israel, so all the Philistines went up to seek out David. David heard of it and went out against them. Now the Philistines had come and made a raid in the valley of Rephaim. Then David asked of God, saying, "Shall I go up against the Philistines? And will you give them into my hand?" And Yahweh said to him, "Go up, for I will give them into your hand." So they came up to Baal-perazim, And there David struck them down, and David said, God has broken through my enemies by my hand, like the breakthrough of waters. Therefore they named the place Baal Perazim, and they forsook their gods there. So David said the word, and they were burned with fire. Then the Philistines yet again made a raid in the valley. So David again asked of God, and God said to him, You shall not go directly up after them. Circle around from behind them and come at them in front of the balsam tree. And it will be that when you hear the sound of marching in the tops of the balsam trees, then you shall go out to battle, for God will have gone out before you to strike the camp of the Philistine. Then David did just as God had commanded him, and they struck down the camp of the Philistines from Gibeon even as far as Gezer. Then the name of David went out into all the land, and Yahweh brought the dread of him on all the nations. Chapter 15. Then David made houses for himself in the city of David, and he prepared a place for the ark of God and pitched a tent for it. And David said, No one is to carry the ark of God but the Levites, for Yahweh chose them to carry the ark of God and to minister to him forever. Then David assembled all Israel at Jerusalem to bring up the ark of Yahweh to its place, which he had prepared for it. And David gathered together the sons of Aaron and the Levites, of the sons of Kohath, Uriel the chief, and 120 of his relatives, of the sons of Merari, Asaiah the chief, and 220 of his relatives, of the sons of Gershom, Joel the chief, and 130 of his relatives, of the sons of Elisavan, Shemaiah the chief, and 200 of his relatives, of the sons of Hebron, Eliel the chief, and 80 of his relatives, of the sons of Uziel, Aminadab the chief, and 112 of his relatives. Then David called for Zadok and Abiathar the priests, and for the Levites, for Uriel and Asaiah, Joel and Shemaiah, Eliel and Abinadab, and said to them, You are the heads of the fathers' households of the Levites. Set yourselves apart as holy, both you and your relatives, that you may bring up the ark of Yahweh, the God of Israel, to the place that I have prepared for it. Because you did not carry it at the first, Yahweh our God broke out against us, for we did not seek him according to the legal judgment. So the priests and the Levites set themselves apart as holy to bring up the ark of Yahweh, the God of Israel. And the sons of the Levites carried the ark of God on their shoulders with the poles thereon, as Moses had commanded according to the word of Yahweh. Then David said to the chiefs of the Levites to appoint their relatives the singers with instruments of music, harps, lyres, loud-sounding cymbals, to raise a sound of gladness. So the Levites appointed Heman, the son of Joel, and from his relatives Asaph, the son of Berechiah, and from the sons of Merari, their relatives, Ethan, the son of Cushaiah, and with them their relatives of the second rank, Zechariah, Ben, Jaaziel, Shimeramoth, Jehiel, Uni, Eliab, Benaiah, Maasaiah, Mattathiah, Eliphalahu, Mikneiah, Obed-Edom, and Jael, the gatekeepers. So the singers, Heman and Asaph and Ethan, were appointed to sound aloud cymbals of bronze, and Zechariah, Aziel, Shemiramoth, Jehiel, Uni, Eliab, Maaseiah, and Benaiah, with harps set according to the Almoth, and Mittathiah, Eliphalu, Mikneiah, Obed-Edom, Jael, and Azaziah to lead with lyres set according to the Sheminith. Cananiah, chief of the Levites, was in charge of the singing. He gave instruction in singing because he had understanding. Berechiah and Elkanah were gatekeepers for the ark. Shebaniah, Joshaphat, Nathaniel, Amasai, Zechariah, Benaiah, and Eleazar the priests blew the trumpets before the Ark of God. Obed-Edom and Jehiah also were gatekeepers for the Ark. So it was David with the elders of Israel and the commanders over thousands who went to bring up the Ark of the Covenant of Yahweh from the house of Obed-Edom with gladness. Now this happened because God was helping the Levites who are carrying the Ark of the Covenant of Yahweh, and they sacrificed 7 bulls and 7 rams. Now David was clothed with a robe of fine linen with all the Levites who were carrying the Ark, as well as the singers, and Cananiah, the leader of the singing, with the singers. David also wore a linen ephod. Thus all Israel was bringing up the Ark of the Covenant of Yahweh with shouting, and with sound of the horn, with trumpets, and with loud-sounding cymbals, with harps and lyres. Now it happened, as the Ark of the Covenant of Yahweh came into the city of David, that Michal, the daughter of Saul, looked out the window and saw King David leaping and celebrating, and she despised him in her heart. Chapter 16. And they brought in the Ark of God and placed it inside the tent which David had pitched for it, and they brought burnt offerings and peace offerings near before God. Then David completed offering the burnt offerings and the peace offerings, and he blessed the people in the name of Yahweh. And he apportioned to everyone of Israel, both men and women, to everyone a loaf of bread and a portion of meat and a raisin cake. And he made some of the Levites ministers before the Ark of Yahweh, even to bring remembrance and to thank and praise Yahweh, the God of Israel. Asaph the chief, and second to him Zechariah, then Jeiel, Shemiramoth, Jeiel, Mattathiah, Eliab, Benaiah, Obed-Edom, and Jeiel with musical instruments, harps, lyres. Also Asaph played loud-sounding cymbals. And Benaiah and Jehaziel, the priest, blew trumpets continually before the Ark of the Covenant of God. Then on that day David first assigned Asaph and his relatives to give thanks to Yahweh. O give thanks to Yahweh, call upon his name. Make known his acts among the peoples. Sing to him, sing praises to him. Muse on all his wondrous deeds. Boast in his holy name. Let the heart of those who seek Yahweh be glad. Inquire of Yahweh in his strength. Seek his face continually. Remember his wondrous deeds which he has done, his miraculous signs, and the judgments uttered by his mouth. O seed of Israel, his servant, O sons of Jacob, his chosen ones, he is Yahweh our God. His judgments are in all the earth. Remember his covenant forever, the word which he commanded for 1,000 generations, which he cut with Abraham, and his oath to Isaac. Then he also confirmed it to Jacob for a statute, to Israel as an everlasting covenant, saying, to you I will give the land of Canaan as the portion of your inheritance. When you were only a few men in number, of little account, and sojourners in it, and they wandered about from nation to nation, and from one kingdom to another people, he permitted no man to oppress them, and he reproved kings for their sakes. Do not touch my anointed ones, and against my prophets do no evil. Sing to Yahweh, all the earth. Proclaim good news of his salvation from day to day. Recount his glory among the nations, his wondrous deeds among all the peoples. For great is Yahweh and greatly to be praised, and he is more fearsome than all gods. For all the gods of the people are idols, but Yahweh made the heavens. Splendor and majesty are before him. Strength and joy are in his place. Ascribe to Yahweh, O family of the peoples. Ascribe to Yahweh glory and strength. Ascribe to Yahweh the glory of his name. Lift up an offering and come before him. Worship Yahweh in the splendor of holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth. Indeed, the world is established, it will not be shaken. Let the heavens be glad, and let the earth rejoice, and let them say among the nations, Yahweh reigns. Let the sea roar, as well as its fullness. Let the field exult, and all that is in it. Then the trees of the forests will sing for joy before Yahweh, for he is coming to judge the earth. O give thanks to Yahweh, for he is good, for his loving kindness endures forever. then say, "Save us, O God of our salvation, and gather us and deliver us from among the nations to give thanks to your holy name and revel in your praise. Blessed be Yahweh, the God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting." Then all the people said amen and praised Yahweh. So he left behind Asaph and his relatives there before the Ark of the Covenant of Yahweh to minister before the Ark continually, as every day's work required. And Obed-Edom with his 68 relatives, Obed-Edom also the son of Jeduthun and Hosea as gatekeepers. Now he left behind Zadok the priest and his relatives, the priests before the tabernacle of Yahweh in the high place, which was at Gibeon, to offer burnt offerings to Yahweh on the altar of burnt offering continually, morning and evening, even according to all that is written in the law of Yahweh, which he commanded Israel. And with them were Heman and Jeduthun and the rest who were chosen, who were designated by name to give thanks to Yahweh because his loving kindness endures forever. And with them were Heman and Jeduthun with trumpets and cymbals for those who should sound aloud and with instruments for the songs of God and the sons of Jeduthun for the gate. Then all the people went each to his house, and David returned to bless his household. Now Acts 24. Now after 5 days, the high priest Ananias came down with some elders, with an attorney named Tertullus, and they brought charges to the governor against Paul. And after Paul had been summoned, Tertullus began to accuse him, saying, "As we have attained much peace through you, and because by your provision reforms are being carried out for this nation, we welcome this in every way and everywhere, most excellent Felix, with all thankfulness. But, that I may not weary you any further, I plead with you by your forbearance to hear us briefly. For we have found this man a real pest, and a fellow who stirs up dissension among all the Jews throughout the world, a ringleader of the sect of the Nazarenes. And he even tried to desecrate the temple, and then we arrested him. We wanted to judge him according to our own law, but Lysias, the commander, came along, and with much violence took him out of our hands, ordering his accusers to come before you. By examining him yourself concerning all these matters, you will be able to ascertain the things of which we accuse him." And the Jews also joined in the attack, asserting that these things were so. And when the governor had nodded for him to speak, Paul answered, "Knowing that for many years you have been a judge to this nation, I cheerfully make my defense, since you are able to ascertain the fact that no more than 12 days ago I went up to Jerusalem to worship. And neither in the temple nor in the synagogues nor across the city did they find me carrying on a discussion with anyone or causing a riot. Nor are they able to prove to you of what they are now accusing me. But this I confess to you, that according to the way, which they call a sect, I do serve the God of our fathers, believing everything that is in accordance with the law and that is written in the prophets, having a hope in God for which these men are waiting, that there shall certainly be a resurrection of both the righteous and the unrighteous. In view of this, I also do my best to maintain always a conscience without fault, both before God and before men. Now after several years, I came to bring alms to my nation and offerings, in which they found me, having been purified in the temple without any crowd or uproar. But there were some Jews from Asia who ought to have been present before you and to make accusations if they should have anything against me. Or else let these men themselves tell what wrongdoing they found when I stood before the Sanhedrin, other than this one statement which I shouted out while standing among them, 'For the resurrection of the dead I am on trial before you today.' But Felix, having a more accurate knowledge of the way, put them off, saying, 'When Lysias the commander comes down, I will decide your case.' Then he gave orders to the centurion for him to be kept in custody and yet have some rest, and not to prevent any of his friends from ministering to him. But some days later, Felix arrived with Drusilla, his wife, who was a Jewess, and summoning Paul, and heard him speak about faith in Christ Jesus. And as he was discussing righteousness, self-control, and the judgment to come, Felix became frightened and answered, "Go away for the present, and when I find time, I will call for you." At the same time, he was also hoping that money would be given to him by Paul. Therefore, he also used to summon for him quite often and converse with him. But after 2 years had passed, Felix was succeeded by Porcius Festus, and wishing to do the Jews a favor, Felix left Paul imprisoned. This is the word of the Lord. Now the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. And now the collect for grace. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, Almighty and everlasting God, who has safely brought us to the beginning of this day, defend us in the same with thy mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings may be ordered by thy governance to do always that is righteous in thy sight, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. All right, folks, you have a wonderful Tuesday. Remember, please, to do the things you ought to do. Don't do the things you ought not do. And whatever you do, do it for the glory of the Lord. We'll see you again here tomorrow for another episode of Squirrel Chatter. Take care. God bless.
Squirrel Chatter is recorded in front of a live studio hamster.